WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. As the search continues this morning for little Dulce Alves, the FBI wants people to stop spreading rumors. The Newark office tweeting out information is being released through official channels. Don't be responsible for distracting the focus of everyone's efforts. The FBI has been helping state and local police in the investigation. Social media has been very harsh towards the family. Dulce's mom telling NJ.com, they're saying I didn't love my kids and I just gave them away to someone and my mom was prostituting me. She's also suggested police told her they believe the family is somehow involved. Meanwhile, new pleas for information and protection of legal status, as well as a combined reward of $26,000 for information that leads to the girl.
Because undocumented immigrants may be nervous to speak with authorities about the case, fearing they could face possible deportation, Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray has issued a direct appeal for their help with a promise.
To our immigrant undocumented community, we will not be asking questions about your immigration status. Please, we're appealing to you to call us.
This is an ongoing and active investigation, says Webb McCray. Dulce is very important to us, and we want to do everything in our power to bring her home. In Bridgeton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey man facing terrorism charges for scouting out locations in our area for possible bomb attacks by the terror group Hezbollah. Federal prosecutors in New York say 42-year-old Alexei Saab, who lived in Morristown, was a naturalized U.S. citizen but loyal to Hezbollah. They say he reported back to leadership on sites that could include the Statue of Liberty and the Port Authority bus terminal, the focus on target weaknesses that could cause the most destruction. Maple Shade police want to find the person responsible for shooting a dog in the head.
Neighbors told police that they heard the dog Toby howl in pain Wednesday evening when they informed the Cook family about their dog in distress. Members of the family said the dog escaped from the yard on Greenwood Avenue and wandered down Fifth Avenue where it was found shot. He was euthanized the next day. The family said the pup was very important to them and even helped with an elderly family member's PTSD. Authorities added that municipal humane law enforcement officers have spoken to residents in order to track down the person who committed this brutal act. Chad Robison, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Jersey City is partnering with a ride-hailing service Via to offer on-demand bus service. The mayor, talking with Bill this morning, says it's a response to unreliable service by New Jersey Transit, saying it's the first partnership of its kind in New Jersey. Riders are going to be able to request a bus from their smartphone and be picked up at a nearby virtual bus stop for $2. Senator Cory Booker's job approval ratings continue to slowly worsen. They haven't turned upside down yet. Monmouth University's poll finds 45% approve, 37% disapprove. Just 9% of Democrats say they want him for president.
Monmouth University poll director Patrick Murray says part of the reason Booker's job approval ratings have gone down is that he's running for president while holding another elected office.
This is fairly unique to New Jersey, and of course, it's really because of Chris Christie. The Chris Christie experience has soured it.
Booker was mayor of Newark for more than 7 years before being elected to the Senate in 2013. In the poll, about half of New Jerseyans say he has either a great deal or some responsibility for Newark's drinking water problem. Just 1 in 5 say he has only a little or no responsibility for it. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
9 New York, 0 Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.